Breakfast with Now. F1 is back on Now. Stream the full season live with a Now Sports membership.
Teddy swims and lose control. Teddy swims and Cork swims. We were talking about Debats, okay? And thank you for all your education on WhatsApp and what Debats were, because they were here long before I arrived in Cork. They were on the Lee Road, apparently. Sure. And it was a public swimming pool where everyone used to go. The reason it was called the bath, Casey, you're right, because everyone brought the kids down to give them a bath. So it was an outdoor. And this is what Cork is missing at the moment. In the Examiner, Michael Moynihan is writing this morning how there is no kind of open public places. There's a few kind of public open swimming pools. We have to book them in advance and it's hard to get into.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get back to those in a moment, because we have much more pressing issues to deal with this morning, ladies and gentlemen. As it is Thursday morning, it's time for Dad Gags.
Yes!
Are you ready? Okay. This is Rory's thing. Rory just, he lives, every time I come into work, Rory's like, when are we doing Dad Gags? When's Dad Gags on? Let's go for it. Rory, take it away, sir.
My wife taught me to stop impersonating a flamingo. I had to put my foot down.
Oh my good lord. Hey lads, I bought a new horse. Did you hear?
No.
I called my little horse Mayo, sometimes Mayonnaise.
That is bad, Casey. That is bad. Okay, this comes in courtesy of Stephen. I was one of the first test tube babies born in Ireland. My star sign is Pyrex.
Don't you hate it when someone answers their own questions? I do.
Rubbish. By the way, if anybody gets an email from me about cheap canned meat, don't open it. It's spam.
Oh, no. What do you call a man with a rubber toe? Roberto.
Jeez Louise.
That was from a listener, not from me.
That was amazing. Well done.
Well done.
Yeah.
Russian dolls are so full of themselves.
Oh, my good Lord. Rick Astley. Do you know that Rick Astley will let you borrow any movie from his Pixar collection? Any movie apart from one.
That is so bad, Casey. I'm not even laughing at that.
That is terrible. He's never going to give you up.
That is terrible. Did you hear about the cartoonist found dead at his home?
No.
Details are very sketchy.
Whoa. Okay, Rory O'Hagan, please.
I got a new pair of gloves today, but they're both lefts, which on one hand is great, but on the other, it's just not right.
Listeners, save the day, please.
At gags, I don't really like stairs. They're always up to something.
Hey!
Two goldfish in a tank. One says to the other, any idea how to drive this truck?
Hey! Rory.
A Spanish magician tells the audience he will disappear on the count of three. He says, uno, dos, and poof, he disappears without a trace.
Big.
I asked my dog what's 2 minus 2. He said nothing.
This is without doubt the worst week, the best worst week we've ever had. Okay, let's go.
How are you getting on? Oh well, I'll throw one leg over first.
Is that the joke?
Where's the punchline? I think there might be a bit.
He obviously started the joke and then hit record.
Oh, that was it.
What?
That's broken my brain.
Yeah.
I think the joke is, what did the horse say to the man with no legs? And then it's,
how are you getting on?
That's the answer. I could be wrong, but thank you very much.
How are you getting on?
Let's get some money.
The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Love it. 8:17 is the time. Vic, who have you got there?
We've got the wonderful Dave O'Connell.
Why is he wonderful?
Because he just is.
All right, Wonder Dave.
Hi everyone. Hi, Casey.
Hi,
Vic.
Fantastic, crack, Dave. Dave, you work in Pharma in Little Island.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just parked outside there now at the moment.
Okay, so there's a few different kind of pharma outlets down there. Are you in, is it Pfizer that you're working for?
No, I'm in Lilly.
In Lilley. I've often wondered.
It's next to Leia.
Eli Lilley, what do you make in there? What's your main products? He's not allowed to talk.
Is this part of the quiz?
No, that's not a quiz.
No, Dave, it's part of your job.
Question two, what's your surname, Dave? Dave, this
we make a lot of stuff for diabetes and Alzheimer's and stuff.
Very
the
good.
Product names, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Very good. This is just the banter bit at the beginning of the quiz, Dave. Don't worry. There's no points for this bit. Would you like to get down to business? So we'll get into it.
Here we give it a go. All right.
60 seconds. You got 10 questions. Again, Dave, if you get stuck on something, you got to give us an answer for everything. So just take a guess and we hopefully will get you over the line. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Dave, what comedian created the Office TV show?
Ricky Gervais.
Who's the current Liverpool football manager?
Jurgen Klopp.
Skeletor was a villain in what kids animated show?
He-Man.
Question number 4. What RT presenter is famous for the line, "Don't take unnecessary journeys"?
Theresa Mannion.
Question 5. Fungi the Dolphin was a tourist attraction in what town?
Dingle.
Question 6. What actor plays the superhero Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
What Cork man is on the Stick to Football podcast?
Roy Keane.
Question number 8. Who owns Adair Manor? Adair Manor, the manor and golf course up in Limerick. Throw a guess. Very well known, incredibly wealthy man. Quickly. Was heavily involved in gambling for years and probably still is.
Lads!
No, don't apologise. You
that
didn't
was a
know
good
the
round.
You didn't know the answer.
That was
you
a
were,
good round,
you
Dave.
Were absolutely flying.
Yeah,
it.
You were.
I was going to say Dave O'Connell, but I knew it wasn't me. So,
you wish.
The wealthy part.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a fella called JP McManus?
I
wouldn't have got that either.
JP McManus is at Dare Manor. You got Ricky Gervais, you got Jurgen Klopp, He-Man, Theresa Mannion, Dingle, Ryan Reynolds and Roy Keane. We got as far as number 8. Listen, it's another round, another day. Dave, we'll have you back very soon, Dave. In the meantime, we have a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors and we'll let you get back to getting back to it. And have a lovely day, Dave. Thanks so many for listening.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Through after a 6-2 aggregate victory over Benfica. That's the sport with Simply Suits.
You said feek. Right. What would you do if you're walking down the street and a fella is there with a sandwich board? And he says, "Hey, come to my house. I'm making dinner."
Oh, yeah.
What would you do?
I'm there.
Yeah, he had me at dinner.
You, Kelly?
I don't know.
Random, you never met this person in your life.
I'd
go.
You'd go
to his house.
Yeah.
I, every week in New York, throw dinner parties for strangers. And I actually go out to parks to find them. I usually go to Washington Square Park with a sign that says, like, dinner party at ours. It's all about, like, social bravery. That's what we say. Getting out of your comfort zone. Everyone in New York, what I've found, is very insular in their social bubbles. And they're craving to get out of it. And what inspired me to do this is I love hostel hopping. Meeting strangers, going on adventures. And so I asked myself the question, why do you have to travel for it to be okay to hang out with strangers? We've done 11 so far and it's been amazing. I've met some incredible people. It's never just a dinner party with us. You know, we have dinner, but then we go out after.
Aha, there's more to it. Okay.
Hey, I am there.
You're on board?
Oh, 100%.
Kelly?
I don't know. Maybe you should try it in Fitzgerald's Park.
Just having none of it, lads.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Well, what about you, Ro?
I'm all for it. Yeah, happy to it too.
Me and you go and do it, so, all right? And we'll report back to the team.
Well, listen, if you want, I can arrange it right now.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you want yourself and Vic want to host a dinner party, I'll get 5 listeners and I'll send them around to you.
I'm only going for the food. I'm not going for any small talk whatsoever. So I'll be sitting silently in the corner.
Glory's worst nightmare.
There'll be no chatting.
I'll do all the
I think that's
talk.
The point of it, though, to meet new people, Rory.
Why first eat food, Kelly? I want my food.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not feeling this.
Rory's only going for the free
that's
grub.
It. He's going for the grub. Nothing else. I'm not feeling this at all. Would you stop with a stranger in the middle of the street? 0868104106.
Oh yeah.
Be honest with me here. A fella stops, listen, in 2024, a fella stops you on the street going, "Come over to my place tonight, I'm making dinner." And you would, the three of you would head.
I would go.
No, I said no.
You're gone, Kelly, you're okay.
No,
you're sane, thank you very much.
I would go.
These two lunatics here in front of me. So, we asked you, a stranger stops you on the street here in Cork. How's it going? I'm having a munch of my gaff, do you want to come over?
Yeah.
He's making dinner and he's picking up five strangers on the street. Are you going? This fella's doing it over in New York. It's been hugely popular for him.
It has, yeah.
People have been following the adventures on Instagram. Me, on the other hand, I'm having none of it.
No, you couldn't think of anything worse, I'd say, could you?
I'm with you, Casey. I'm with you on this one.
Oh.
From Tara. Not a chance would I go with a stranger. However, I'd happily meet Vic and Rory.
Aww.
Someone is wondering, what are you cooking for us, Vic, if you were throwing a party? Ooh. From Barb's? This is what you're getting. Quark.
No.
A pot of quark, whatever quark is. Some kind of weird thing.
I'd actually cook Mexican enchiladas. That's what I'd cook. But see, you're impressed now, aren't you?
It'd be vegetarian enchiladas, would it?
Well, it would be a mix of vegetarian and meat ones. You see,
you do the
same ingredients, but you just put, say, like chicken in a few of them,
yeah,
with all the rest of the stuff.
I'm telling you now, listeners, if you ended up going for dinner for those two, you would become the dinner. Your head would end up in a pot.
What are you trying to say, Casey?
It'd be like that scene from... it'd be like... Do you know what happened? It'd be like that scene from Indiana Jones with the monkeys, you know? Have you ever seen that one? If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
The monkey brains?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I'll show it to you here in a moment. Anyway, so how many people are we sending to your house for dinner?
Well, five.
Five?
Yeah.
Are we doing it? Is it on?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
086-8104-106. If you want to go to Cove, to Vic's house for dinner, we're doing it.
I have to clear it with the rest of the people that live in the house.
I'll take them to the pub.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good time.
Red FM.
Where's the strangest place you've ever fallen asleep?
Oh. Actually, I fell asleep under a check-in desk in an airport, at the check-in desk.
While you were checking in?
No, the flight was delayed and all the other spaces around the airport were taken up, so I just went to sleep on the floor in front of the check-in desk.
Right there as you're queuing up?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
So that when I woke up, all I had to do was stand up and hand over my passport.
That makes perfect sense. A kind-hearted barber has posted a viral TikTok video on how he and his colleagues let an exhausted tradie fall asleep in the chair.
Oh,
this is the thing, for me, when I'm getting my hair cut, you can get into this lovely relax. When they put the seat back, if you're getting the old beard done, it's such a comfortable thing. And you can be gone like a... You're out like a light.
Yeah.
You know, they have to get that, particularly the lads that do Turkish barbering. They do this thing with a lighter where they set fire to a scissors.
What?
So it's a scissors with a cloth around it, and they dip it in kind of like fuely thing. Then they light it.
Oh.
So it's a burning scissors, and then they whip it at your ears.
Huh?
Are you serious?
Is this a joke?
No, genuinely. And it burns the hairs around your ears and the back of your neck. That's how they get rid of it.
I need to see this done.
So they whip this flaming scissors at you and it singes all your...
Okay, I'm coming with you next time.
So that's what woke me up once.
What a surprise.
My ears on fire. Anyway, they left this fella sit in the chair for 3 hours.
What?
He'd had a hard day. He was working on the site and they were like, look, we weren't that busy. We leave him there.
That's really nice.
So they put back the chair, put a blankie on him and he woke up and he was late for his dinner. He didn't know where he was.
But he had a nice kip.
Anyway...
That's nice. I like that story.
Any strange places that you've fallen asleep?
What about you?
On a train. When I should have got off.
Yeah.
I should have got off in the Midlands, ended up in Galway. Yeah, that was great fun.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, the prequel we all wanted. Stream Ted with a Now Entertainment membership.
Gorgeous sunny weather for the evening.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
By the way, we were talking about McCroom there. With its big bull at the top of the
town. That's right.
The McCroom Music Festival is actually happening again this year. They're bringing it back. It was a huge success. McCroom used to be, historically, one of the main places for music festivals. Down by the castle in McCroom,
like
everyone from Thin Lizzy to God knows who played down there back in the day. So they decided to bring it back. The stunning Hermitage Green and the White Horse Guitar Club are going to be there. Have you ever seen the White Horse Guitar Club?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
11-piece band of
they're
brothers.
Amazing.
They're going to be there as part of the McCroom Music Festival. That is the lineup for 2024. So
go
down and check out the Bronze Bull and... Support the McCroom Music Festival. It's going to be a good one this year. What's going on, Vic?
Absolutely. Mel B walked off a TV interview that she was doing on the Today Show in the US. So when I kind of first read that headline, I was like, okay, they obviously said something that upset her or what's going on there. And then I listened to the interview. And it sounds to me like they were just pushing her for information about this supposed Spice Girls reunion. Have a listen.
Are we going to be satisfied?
Very. You're going to be very satisfied. Very.
Because we saw that NSYNC got back together.
We feel like there's something happening.
It's time for new music.
NSYNC. I love NSYNC, but yeah, no. This is going to be really good. And the fans are going to be, like, really happy about
really
it.
Can we go see you on tour?
You're going to be able to...
Okay, she jokingly walked off then.
Yeah, but I'd say they've been told not to spill the beans too much about what's going on.
Yeah, but like, this has been just 20 years of this now, isn't it? It's worse than the Oasis thing.
It actually is, you're right. I agree.
Just go on tour.
How long can you drag it out for? Just go on tour.
Yeah, just
now,
do
whether
it.
Whether all five of them would do it, I can't see Posh Spice doing it, can you?
Did she do it, like, when they got back together there a few years ago and did a few bits and pieces? Was she part of that?
Well, she's just too busy filming David's butt.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking to music, Beyonce has shared the track list for her long-awaited album. This is Cowboy Carter.
Uh-huh.
So this is the track list. It's going to feature collaborations with Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. So she's gone proper country.
Okay.
And apparently there's a cover of Jolene in there.
All right, she is going full on.
That's a massive song, Jolene, isn't it?
Mm.
Dolly Parton, previously mentioned, may appear on the second installment of the Renaissance, as well as the Linda Martell show. I don't know, it's a reference there.
Linda Martin's in it too. That's great.
Linda Martell. So yeah, Beyonce's definitely gone country there now. It'll be interesting to hear what that full album is like. And continuing with music, BBC are going to release a brand new hour-long documentary to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the death of Kurt Cobain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so apparently he's going to be celebrated in a range of content aired across television and radio by the BBC, including a Saturday night of programmes dedicated to the singer. A documentary titled Moments That Shook Music, Kurt Cobain, and it'll air on BBC2 and the iPlayer.
I'm trying to find my Kurt Cobain in Cork clip. Have a listen to this.
Oh, my ancestry. I didn't even know until this year that the name Cobain was Irish. I found out through different phone books throughout America I couldn't find any Cobains at all, so I started calling Coburns, and I found this one lady in San Francisco, and she had been researching our family history, and we came from County Cork, which is a weird coincidence, because when we toured, we played in Cork, and the entire day I walked around in a daze. I never felt more spiritual in my life. I was almost in tears the whole day. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, that's Kurt Cobain talking about walking around Cork and what it does to you.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
I actually never knew Cobain was an Irish name either.
Yeah, there you go. We're related to everything.
Yeah.
If there's a cat in San Francisco, we're related to it. Somebody was messaging the show, was it yesterday? I think it might have been yesterday or the day before, wondering how Mickey Mouse is getting on at the Olympics. Now, have you heard that Mickey Mouse has been doing some training for the big one in France?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. It's very funny. I know it's a little bit cruel.
It is, but
I think at the end of...
I think she was just out of breath.
She was out of breath. That's it. It's like inhaling helium. Yeah. That's
when you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how free she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. That's me. You're so cruel.
I seriously don't.
I can't believe you just put Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in behind her.
I didn't do that at all. I don't know what you're talking about. 10 past 7. I mean, it's grand. It's no melancholic song, though. Just saying. Thank you.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Oh, I have some proper Alan Partridge-style content to get you this morning.
Oh, yes, bring it on. Bring it on.
Okay, let's start with brown sauce.
Okay.
Has trumped tomato ketchup.
Oh, has it?
As your favourite condiment. According to a new study. The sauce, which is, it's got that tangy kick to it, hasn't it, really?
I think it's gross, but anyway. Do you like it?
Brown sauce, there is only one brown sauce. And I will fight, I'll fight you at the back of Lidl if you disagree with me.
Go on.
Bring it on.
What is it?
YR.
What?
YR
Never
sauce.
Never even heard of it.
Made in Ireland, made up in Dublin.
It's got
a Y and an R in the bottle.
Oh. YR.
It probably stands for Yorkshire Relish or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But
I know the HP one, and I know the chef do one.
There's chef brown
chef
sauce
do one, yeah.
And there's wire sauce.
There you go.
This is a topic that splits the nation down the middle. I would like to know your thoughts on this morning.
Yeah, why not?
These are the important issues of the day.
Of course they are. We're doing a breakfast show.
There's enough horrible things going on in the world at the moment. Let's have a fight over brown sauce right now. 0868104106. Hit me with your arguments for both.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Are you a brown? Are you a chef brown sauce or are you wire? Or even
the other one?
What's the other? HP.
HP. That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah. So you got
there's
wire.
Three, is there?
House. It stands for House of Parliament, by the way. The HP sauce. I know my brown sauce. I know my brown sauce history.
Does it really?
It does.
Or are you joking?
No.
I don't believe you.
Hey, Google it right now.
HP
stands for Houses of Parliament.
On a sauce. All right, go on.
That's where they have their logo is the kind of the Houses of Parliament. So, brown sauce wars have kicked off on the show.
Right, yeah.
I want to hear from you. What are we going for? What are we having this morning?
What style?
Yeah, 0868.
What'd you put it on?
Put it on everything. Everything, particularly if you have a proper traditional Irish bacon and cabbage, YR brown sauce.
Oh, really? What, just like pour it over the top of it, is it? Or put it on the side?
The YR brigade are out. They're out in force.
They
this
are,
morning.
Yeah.
It's YR all the way. Brown sauce and corned beef sandwiches, YR all the way.
Oh, yeah.
From
yes,
Leona.
Really?
My dad loves a cheddar cheese and brown sauce sandwich. Clearly, we're no longer on speaking terms.
Shirley, brilliant.
Shirley. That is an absolutely gorgeous sandwich. Trust me on that.
Cheddar cheese and brown sauce.
Why are Yorkshire relish yummy and spicy, good and tangy, unreal on the sausage
rolls? Oh, it is Yorkshire relish. You said that.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird. It's not a relish, is it?
Thank you, Isa. Isa likes to Isa. Why are?
I bet.
Sorry, Isa. Michael Kennedy's in there. Why are all the way? So, come on, this one will split Cork right down the middle. Brown sauce wars, let's have you this morning.
Oh my God, HP sauce stands for Houses of Parliament.
I know my brown sauce.
I know my brown sauce.
Liam Gallagher is in the papers this morning. Now, back in the day, Liam Gallagher was probably the biggest party head in the world.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
But he's completely changed his tune.
Has he?
And he's decided to. He's just had a hip operation, so age is catching up with him.
How old is he?
Probably, I'd say he's 50 now. Is he 50?
Yeah,
odd?
He probably is. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little bit older. But
okay, he's had a hip operation.
He can't go running anymore.
Oh,
I said my hips proper, didn't I?
Well, I don't know what that was.
My hips proper. And he quotes, but as you get older, we're getting closer to whatever wherever you're meant to be going. He says, I'm trying to undo all the bad things I've done all my life.
Right.
He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning now. He's not drinking, messing. He's into meditation. He goes for walks, fresh air. He's got a dog. He's living his life. He said he's trying to undo all of the mad things that he's done over the years. So the hardcore rocker is now turned into a very settled man.
Very good.
I am delighted to report that the listeners to this show know their brown sauce, and we have dominance from the YR Appreciation Society.
You do, yeah.
And I would like to thank you. I'm coming in here every morning. I mean, getting out of bed is a struggle, but to know that I'm broadcasting to YR sauce fans has It just confirms I'm in the right place. I'm in the right radio station talking to the right people.
Has it given you a new sense of self, Casey?
This is it. 100%. The amount of cheese on toast with YR sauce is unreal. This morning has been, it's just been life affirming. And I'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being there, for being part of that club. As for you, Chef Shower, off with you. Nah, you're welcome to stay. There's a few other different kind of off brands. Some people are saying they're all about the Ballymaloo.
Well, I see, that's my...
All about Ballymaloo. Yeah. Ballymaloo.
I do love that relish.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I put it on everything.
That's enough Alan Partridge Radio for now. We'll be back with the Vix VIPs. It's coming up for you in a moment. Where we'll be discussing Beyoncé's favourite socks. This is absolute gold. A priest is about to give mass and he's doing a streaming service mass. Except something happens with his phone. Some music kicks in.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Okay, it's Black the Ripper, Slash Samson, the Good Child on Productions. Check the freestyle, look.
Black the Ripper, maybe have a bit of rap in the morning, wakes you up. Anyway, still nice to see you all here on in Bordenport this morning. I hope that didn't do anybody's blood pressure any difficulty there.
What a hero.
Oh my God. Brilliant. Who the hell is Black the Ripper?
I have no idea. We need to add him to the playlist.
Your man driving around, the priest driving around in his Honda.
So funny.
Car bouncing.
Black the Ripper.
Oh, that's incredible. Oh. And the way he handled it was brilliant. He just breaks out
like
laughing.
A pro.
Absolute pro.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Good times.
Red FM.